You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, in September this year, the annual Macular Society sees its free annual conference return online. Return. Doctors and researchers from around the world of macular disease will be in attendance. And Senior Events Officer from the Macular Society, Sharon Bullock, joins us now to fill us in on all the details. Thank you very much for joining us, Sharon. So first of all, why does the Macular Society host a conference every year? What's it for?
The conference is hosted each year to invite researchers in the field of macular disease and let them share with our community, you know, what the developments in research are. And we also run a session for newly diagnosed people with macular disease. And that gives them a kind of background into the disease. And it's quite useful for their friends and family to join that as well. So it's really about informing the community about new research, what's going on, and treatments that they can look out for, and how that's kind of developing in order to, you know, give them hope for the future is the title of the conference, and that's what we hope the information will give them.
So this is open to anybody who's affected by macular, by any kind of macular disease?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's affected by it, and like I said, also their friends and family are welcome to join. We also invite professionals to come and join the conference as well, so they can see what's going on and hopefully share that information with their clients as well.
So what are going to be some of the highlights from this year's conference? What kind of people are going to be there?
So we run three sessions at the conference. Probably easier to split them up like that. One is for inherited retinal diseases and those people of working age. So we have speakers in those sessions. We have another session for age-related macular degeneration, and then our really popular My Macular and Me session for those newly diagnosed and friends and family. So this year, I think we're quite excited. We're going to welcome Dr. Linda Troberg from the University of East Anglia, she's researching chronic degenerative diseases. And her current research project is investigating whether there's a shared mechanism that might drive both joint damage in osteoarthritis and macular degeneration in age-related macular degeneration. And what's interesting about that is that she has a PhD student who is funded by the Macular Society, who's now starting to test that possibility and looking at more of that research. In the AMD session, we have Professor Piers Keane who's joining us from UCL and Moorfields Eye Hospital. And he's leading an exciting research project looking at the use of artificial intelligence to analyse eye scans and improve our understanding of how macular disease progresses. So that's a really exciting project. He will be talking about the motivation for applying artificial intelligence in ophthalmology, and in particular for the diagnosis, treatment and monitoring of patients in age-related macular degeneration. And then from the Macular and Me side of it, we have a great speaker who's new to the conference, which is Mr. Aman Chandra from Moorfields. He's currently the clinical lead of ophthalmology at the Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust. And he's going to talk about the anatomy and function of the macula before discussing the basics of the common conditions which affect it and explain how they appear to patients and how they might be treated. So that session is really good for those that have been newly diagnosed.
Three fascinating sessions there and three completely different subjects. And it seems to me, I mean, we speak to Colin Daniels from the Macular Society quite regularly here on RNIB Connect Radio, and he runs similar streams and that are called Macular and Me virtual clinics, and they started during lockdown. He seems to have all these experts in their field, and it's the same with the conference. Is that something that's really important to the Macular Society, to have those people that are, you know, at the top of their game, that understand and can explain conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really important that we highlight those researchers that we're funding, so, you know, that and that helps it's really important that they can feed back what the research they're doing or where those funds are going. So I think it's really important that, you know, those experts do come to the conference and are able to explain to a much wider audience the research that's going on and how that might be of a benefit to them. So, it, you know, it's really important for the Macular Society to have that level of expertise willing to participate and share what they're working on and help people with this disease.
So let's talk logistics then. How do we get involved? Is it, you know, I know it's online. How do we register? How do we get involved?
Yeah, this year it is online again. All the details can be found on the Macular Society website. So it's macularsociety.org/conference, and that will give you all the details about how to register and the full programme, you know, which researchers are appearing on each stream. So that on the day, there will, once people have registered, they'll be given a link to join one of the streams so they can watch it online. But we also have the option for those people who are unable to do that to dial into those sessions using a conference call number. But all the details are on the website because there are a couple of specific numbers for those. The conference starts at 9:15 and then runs to 4 o'clock on the 10th of September.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. It's been fascinating to talk to you and to hear all about the conference. Best of luck with it. I'm sure it'll go off without a hitch, as they say, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.